In the headlines, a neighbor fondly remembers Barbados' latest homicide victim who lived in Rihanna Drive. In the upper house, Senator Lisa Cummins reiterates the new tint legislation is being implemented to assist the police in fighting crime. UPP spokesperson Lynette Eastman has criticized the government's $300 solidarity allowance, describing the implementation as lacking transparency and vision. And a chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, pledging to support government as he appeals for work to be done in Crab Hill, St. Lucie. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Neil Oscar Lane has been identified as this island's latest homicide victim. The 41-year-old of Rihanna Drive, West Berry Road, was stabbed to death in an ugly altercation on Sunday night, a stone's throw away from his home at a nearby shop. Starcom Network News understands that the victim only moved into the area 3 weeks ago. When we visited the area, neighbors said he worked long hours but spent his free time at a shop in a nearby gap. A friend of the shop recalled the type of person he was.
He portrayed himself as a quiet, reserved guy. But like anyone else, he could display a temper if he's pounced upon. But in general, he was not a troublemaker, as people may want to think. Like you said, he was a member of or associated himself with the shop. So he, time to time, he would have interaction.
The gentleman, who didn't wish to be identified by name, said that his concern was that the violence in the country is just out of hand.
Things are out of control, and people are not stopping to think and consider the consequences of their actions, not only for them, but for all involved, family members, friends, whatever. People are just taking the law into their own hands, rather than walk away. And that is a situation that needs to be addressed.
A friend of Barbados' latest homicide victim. Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, has thrown her support behind the proposed fine and implementation of the upcoming car tint legislation. Speaking in the upper house this morning, Senator Cummins says it was the Barbados Police Force who asked for these measures to be implemented. Senator Cummins enforced that the police are the highest protective arm in society and their requests must be met as they're the first point of contact when a crime is committed.
I am not aware, Mr. President, of any circumstances where, as was seen in Belmont Road, just up the road, that elderly gentleman who was robbed on the side of the road, if any members of the public call any of the honorable members of this place or the other place. I am not aware of any circumstance, Mr. President, where, as we saw horrifically on the front page of our Sunday Sun newspaper, that a 70-year-old woman, taking her dog out to use the restroom at night, calls after what happened to her happened, that she or her grandson or her relatives would call any leader of the opposition or call the Prime Minister.
Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins. Senior attorney, former senator, government minister, and United Progressive Party spokesperson Lynette Eastman has criticized the government's $300 solidarity allowance, describing it as lacking transparency and vision. In a digital media release, Ms. Eastman questioned the origins of the allowance, accusing the government of offering taxpayers their own money after imposing higher levies. She argued that the initiative fails to address long-term needs and does little to stimulate real economic relief. Ms. Eastman further contended that the funds would have been better invested in initiatives aimed at empowering the youth of Barbados, pointing to education, employment opportunities, and skills development as more meaningful alternatives.
If people could see the number of young men that appear before the courts, not just the ones that you see in the newspaper or that make the news, but every single day. There needs to be a properly designed and implemented intervention to help these young people before they reach the courts. I believe that the Barbadian society is failing on that. The second thing is economic growth. Where are the new industries?
United Progressive Party spokesperson Lynette Eastman in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, are this minute conducting their annual general meeting at the Wyndham Hotel in St. Philip. CEO Ryan Ford says they are putting a three-pronged marketing aspect into relation to get more people coming to Barbados this summer. He says they expect September to be their slowest month, but they're putting things in place.
What we've been doing is trying to create stronger linkages across the industries. So we obviously work with a lot of the Barbados Private Sector Associations, the independent companies. We also look at their meetings and events. We also try to push love and romance because, you know, everyone wants to get married at some point. And then obviously sports. Those have been the three big focus recently, but obviously there are other areas like education, health and wellness, agriculture, all those other areas that we're pushing as well.
That's CEO Ryan Ford. Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox says about 80 fishing vessels have been repaired and relaunched since last year's devastation caused by Hurricane Beryl, but the sector is still not back to full strength. Speaking this morning during a news conference to give an update on the recovery efforts, Dr. Cox said more than 50 boats remain on land awaiting repairs, and efforts are ongoing to provide vessel repair rebates to help them get seaworthy again.
To date, 80 boats have been repaired and relaunched, and we are still working. Our Vessel Inspectorate and Vessel Services section are working to provide those vessel repair rebates needed to complete the repairs for the 50 or more boats that are still on land. I also would like to say that the landings reports that we have been sending to our colleagues at Central Bank Statistical Services still shows a decline in landings when compared to last year before Beryl, and we know that will be the case because all of the boats were not quite back to the 312 active boats that were fishing before Beryl. We're about 260 if we take into consideration the sports fishing fleet.
That's Chief Fisheries Officer Dr. Shelly-Ann Cox. And Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, has expressed support for the government's decision to begin road work in Crab Hill, St. Lucie. Raphael noted that his organization welcomes the initiative, describing it as a positive step for the community. He also commended the recently completed road work in St. Andrew, saying it was refreshing to see the improvements firsthand. Our top stories. A neighbor fondly remembers Barbados' latest homicide victim who lived in Rihanna Drive. In the upper house, Senator Lisa Cummings reiterates that the new tint legislation is being implemented to assist the police in fighting crime. UPP spokesperson Lynette Eastman has criticized the government's $300 solidarity allowance, describing the implementation as lacking transparency and vision. And a chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, pledging to support government as he appeals for work to be done in Crab Hill, St. Lucie. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.